That's right. Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday.
Hello, everybody. It is Talk About It Friday, and I am Wayne Clark.
Hello, I'm Nicole Glozier.
And today we have got a really great guest, Hannah Holton. So before we get into any details, I want to, you know, briefly give you a lowdown of who Hannah is. So Hannah is an author and writer from Germany. And Hannah actually started singing at the Royal Danish Academy of Music. So that is quite interesting, as well as being an author. So, hey, how are you, Hannah?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you, Clark, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Wayne, I mean Clark.
I get that a lot, honestly.
Who is that?
It's a pleasure to have you.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I suppose I should start with, I was born in Denmark and grew up like you normally do, except that I was starting with the treble recorder when I was 3 years old and took it from there to piano, violin, and eventually singing.
Wow.
So when I was 16, I had my my mind is going blank.
Take your time.
Yeah, we get like that all the time, believe me.
Don't worry.
Yes. Well, I had my first audition, obviously, for the Royal Academy of Music in Copenhagen, and got straight in, and took a whole education as an opera singer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's the first thing, really. Was still pretty young as I finished. And then I worked for a while, started teaching. I gave concerts and I worked with a children's opera and even made costumes for them.
Wow.
Aww.
After that, I felt that Denmark was getting a bit too close. It's a bit too small. And that's why I then decided to go to London. Talk about making it a bit bigger. it was really sort of on a whim. And I got a job at Pizza Hut first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was no other options. I wasn't very fluent in English at that time.
Yeah.
Not like somebody who's lived there, obviously. I'd read a lot in English, but that's not the same, is it?
Wow, so Pizza Hut, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, what year was that when you came to London?
That was in 1992.
Oh, wow.
That's when I was born.
Quite a while ago. And I was making pizzas 11 minutes flat or something like that, and singing all the while. I was actually practicing while I made the pizzas, which was rather fun.
Wow.
The people quite enjoyed that too.
Yeah, that's like a movie. It kind of reminds me of a similar movie where somebody moves from a country, I think it's in pre-war, and they move to another country for a better life and they start a job, and then whilst they're doing what you're doing, like with the pizza and singing as well. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I found it pretty cool too. It was a lovely pizza, by the way. Hmm. There were people from all over the world, a Polish dentist, Brazilian painter, and another Brazilian who was playing the viola. There was a Russian. I don't know what exactly he did, but he was big as a house. I don't know. It was just a magical atmosphere and absolutely great introduction to another country.
Oh, lovely. I heard that. Did you want to finish what you was about to say?
Well, I was just going to say that after a while, and then moved on, and slowly started to getting, getting students, and then I started working with a couple of drama schools, quite good drama schools, teaching people to sing. Yes.
How did you find teaching people to sing? Was it easy or was it very challenging?
The fun thing is, well, fun, I don't know, but it is, it's absolutely adorable teaching people to sing. Everybody can learn to sing. That is the wonderful thing, because it's the most natural thing in the world. It's just, if you're inhibited, that you think, "Whoa, I can't sing, I can't hold a tune," but you can learn to.
And I love singing.
Yeah, and you can develop so many skills through singing, and you become a better, happier person.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely agree.
Yeah, because I remember when I started singing as well, because I used to play the guitar. I used to be a singer-songwriter, and I found that singing it releases so many good chemicals.
Yeah. Oh yes, indeed. And it makes you more intelligent. Music. They have made some brain explorations, so to speak, where they put sensors on people's head when they play an instrument or sing.
Oh, wow.
And it shows that the brain is actually working on both sides. Normally, you either use the right or the left side.
Yeah.
But with music, you actually light up all over the place when you're playing.
Yeah, I love singing.
I think it's weird as well, because when you say singing, is that it's like the 99.9% of the universe always sings. Like, even if you're in the shower, you know, you don't have to be a singer songwriter or anything. You just sing, don't you?
That's true. I don't sing in the shower though.
Nicole does.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, but that's great.
that's incredible. So what age did what age did you move to London?
I was around 26, 8, something like that.
Wow.
I heard you mention about a painter, and I've also seen that you enjoy doing painting yourself.
Oh, yes, I do paint a lot. On my blog, I tend to mix writing with poetry, with even my paintings. I can...
I've always tried to do painting.
I can show you one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Thank you. Oh, it's called Contemplating Hill, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, you can really see the captured moment there.
Yeah, unfortunately, for those that are listening in, unfortunately, you won't be able to see it. But however, we will be doing a Facebook Live interview with Hannah as well. So we'll bring that up again.
Yes, sure.
Absolutely.
No, the thing was, I started getting serious about painting as I moved to London, because I had no money whatsoever, and my walls were absolutely bare, and I couldn't take it. So I started painting. I couldn't buy anything, but I had some paint, and that's where it all happened.
I also saw that you'd done poetry, and it made you want to write a novel.
Yes. I mean, I've published one already on Amazon, and I'm actually in editing mode with the second. So that will hopefully be out in October is what I'm aiming at.
Oh, nice.
And
I think that's the book because we've known you for quite some time now, and I remember when me and my partner started a company called Glow Art Novels.
Mm-hmm.
I think we promoted you.
Pardon?
I think we promoted you one time at Glow Art Novels.
That might be.
Yeah. I remember the book. It's very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome.
Yeah. I've had good reactions, but not many. It's difficult, obviously, with writing. And, not everybody likes historical novels, although mine is not so historical in a way. It's really about people and their reactions to what happens in a war.
I try to write something like that. I just don't think I'll be able to do it.
I have noticed, though, that there is many like young people with old heads on their shoulders, so some people do actually really like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that it's just it's an idea I had, because there is all this strange things that happened in Denmark during the First and Second World War, and that was what sparked my interest, also because of my family history, and so it was quite inspiring in that way to try and make something out of it, because my family were not very willing to talk about any of these things. It's been traumatic in many ways, especially being in Denmark. My grandfather was German-born, had been in the First World War. He had been in Japan in a POW camp. Wow. And then he returned to Denmark for the referendum. There was part of Denmark was German at that time, after 1864. And after the First World War, that a rather large part of that came back to Denmark, and he was there to vote. But the family, his family, went in the other direction and moved to Germany. So he was sort of in between. And when the Germans in the Second World War occupied Denmark, one of his brothers was in Denmark as occupying part of the occupying forces.
Wow.
That obviously made a lot of problems for the family, especially at the end of the war.
I was going to say, because you moved to London 1992 at the age of 20, so you just missed the war.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Several years after the end of the war.
So, I was thinking, what are you on about?
No. I don't mean just miss the war. You didn't get to see the war, is what I'm saying.
No, absolutely, I didn't get to see the war, but it was very much a part of the family life in some ways, because of the trauma several of the people in my family had. That's why it became something I had to work my way through, and the best way I could see how I could do that was writing about it.
That's understandable.
I didn't want to make a historically correct treatise or something like that. I wanted to write something that people would read and perhaps learn about these weird mechanisms in that happen in a war.
Wow.
And well, that's what's driving me, so to speak.
Absolutely. So where was you teaching? Was it, did you say that was London, or was that in your hometown?
Yes. Well, I started teaching in Copenhagen.
Okay.
At the conservatory after I finished my education there. But in London, I got very lucky and worked in a couple of really good drama schools. That means that I sort of veered away from the classic repertoire into musical, jazz, and that kind of stuff. And that was very interesting for me because it opened some quite different aspects of music for me that I hadn't explored that much before. And now I must say I work much more in that direction than actually in the operatic direction. Who knows? I might even start writing my own songs, but I haven't as yet.
No, that'd be good.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see where it takes me.
Would you think about coming back over to the UK, or are you staying in Denmark now?
I'm rather caught here at the moment because I invested in a rather large flat.
Aww.
And but I would, ideally, I would love to go back to England. Must say that I find I missed something.
Yeah, I think let's wait for the Brexit to turn over.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's at the moment you just don't know what's going to happen. That's the horrible thing about it, isn't it?
Hmm.
An erotic novel by Kyle Cannon, The Photographer Story, now available on Amazon.
No, that is absolutely true.
And I feel somehow that I have cheated myself out of this option to be in a country that I really love to be in. But, well, there you are. It's,
yeah.
It's some of these things that happen, and there's something good about the time here too. I mean, I got a job in Bremen, again teaching, and I got the opportunity to be in productions on various opera houses in Hanover, in somewhere down south, I can't remember, and in Bremen, and that was very exciting experiences, obviously.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I was going to ask as well, what is your day-to-day life like?
Oh, it's confusing.
I love that.
There are so many various aspects of my day-to-day life. I still teach. I have a few private students, basically. I work hard at keeping the social circuit running with the blog, with Twitter, with the Facebook, and so on and so forth. And I write my blog. And on top of all that, I'm sort of administering 2 holiday flats.
Oh, wow.
That means this morning, for instance, there was a sudden booking in one of the flats. I had to get up at 6 and get the flat sorted out, ready for the guests coming later this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
nice.
And at the same time, in the other flat, there has been some broken mains, water mains or something, and that had to be sorted out. So I had, there has been electricians and plumbers, 2 days, because they couldn't find out where the problem is, and they still haven't found out, but at least they've found out that the bathroom and stuff in that flat, there's no problem there.
No, we've had this problem. Well.
We have.
So, I mean, it's wild sometimes.
Right.
And it's very varied.
Oh, I hope you get that fixed very soon.
How did I get?
I hope you get that fixed soon for your flat.
Ooh, well, that's not up to me anymore. Oh. That's a good thing. Because it's either it's one of the pipes that is inside the walls, which means it's up to the house to sort that out in their flats, or it is coming from the outside. Yeah. And that's, again, then up to the management of the whole house.
So is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you that you'd like to get out there? Or?
Oh, don't know. I mean, we've been around quite a few corners, I think.
You're absolutely awesome, and you know, you've been absolutely amazing on the show as well. You know, give us a great insight, you know, of your, you know, grandparents as well, and to what you're doing. It's just it's inspirational.
Well, I it's just things that I love to talk about and things that I love to do. I mean, I could talk for hours about teaching people to sing, because it's absolutely amazing.
And absolutely.
Writing is as amazing as that, really. So
that is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, again, we really appreciate you coming onto the show, and we'll catch up with you after the show.
Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you.
We are on air. It's Talk Best Friday.